Jars and Louie on 104.7 Classic Triple M's Rush Hour. All thanks to Southern Volkswagen. Triple M will be rocking footy as Port Adelaide take on Carlton at the G this Saturday, 1:10 p.m.
Plenty happening at the Blues. They've lost a coach, got a new one. And one bloke who's been a welcome return and a welcome sight for the football club is our next guest. Yeah. Matty Cruiser joins us on the Rush Hour. Matty, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
All right, mate, let's start with the battle. How has the road been? Because, geez, you've had some poor luck.
Yeah, it's been tough, but back playing footy now, so that's the main thing.
And, Matty, what about the mindset of the football club and the players? How are they tracking at the moment? Tough game against Port Adelaide. They'll bounce back, and you guys just want to get some respect back in the comp.
Yeah, it's been a tough start to the year for us, but, I mean, last week we showed some good signs against Adelaide, and we're just looking to improve again. So we know Port Adelaide are a good football side, and, yeah, we're going to have to be ready to go Saturday.
How's the tank cruise after having not done a lot?
It's not too bad. Obviously, it takes a couple of games to get it fully back, but put some a lot of work in the gym and that, so just got to play some games and get that match fitness now.
Mate, have you had any of those moments that you can get when you're out a lot and just going, geez, why me, poor old me, or has it been hard to keep yourself up and involved?
Oh, look, you can always sort of think about that, but, I mean, it gets you nowhere. The thing I've just focused on is just getting back to training as soon as possible and just getting into it. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things in football. You do get injured, but, I mean, I'm just looking forward to playing games now.
Matty, you've been sorely missed by your team, and there's no question in that regard. What about the Carlton Football Club? What type of coach do you need going forward in 2016?
I'm not too sure. I mean, it's up to the football club to appoint the coach, but, I mean, we just need someone with that. I mean, Johnny Barker at the moment is doing a fantastic job just with the players. He's really just backing us and just letting us go for and letting us play footy, basically. So he's been great the last couple of weeks. And, I mean, we've just got to keep building in the second half of the season.
Cruz, you've seen a lot of footy when it hasn't been going right. What have you been able to make of it? And is there anything that stood out to you more as a spectator when you're not quite into the heat of the battle?
Yeah, just watching the first early games, we just didn't have that run in us that we showed sort of last week in glimpses. So I think if we can start showing that and just moving the ball quickly, I mean, which how every other team does play now, that's really going to help us.
Has that been Barks' big message, that it's just about getting some speed and some play on and just keep it going? And what else has he changed, if anything?
Yeah, that's his main message at the moment, just to really take the game on and play that way. So, I mean, we know Port Adelaide are really good at doing that. So, I mean, we're going to have our hands cut out doing that. So our defence has got to be really good, and hopefully, yeah, it's a good game.
Now, mate, Port Adelaide, they've got some quality players. Your duel with Matty Labor will be interesting. What do you like about Port Adelaide in 2015?
Obviously, their midfield is first class, so we're going to have to be switched on in there, ready to go. And, I mean, just all around the ground. I mean, Robbie Gray can go forward and in the middle, and he's a super player. So we're going to have to watch a few of them. But, no, looking forward to it.
Cruz, ruck or forward? What are you? What do you want to be?
Look, I've always played ruck, so I sort of, yeah, do love playing in the ruck, just running around. But the way the game is, sort of, if I can play that dual role, it's going to help the team and help me as well. So I'm just looking forward to doing both of them going forward and, yeah, hopefully getting some wins on the board.
Lockie Henderson put things off re-contract, waiting for the new coach, and that's okay. Chris Yaron, where's he at, mate? When he's up and about here, he's probably no finer player in the comp or more exciting player in the competition. Just hits a few flat spots from time to time. Where's Yaz at?
Yep, Yaz is going well. So, obviously, he didn't play against Adelaide, but he's ready to go this week and really wants to get out there and play well. So, I mean, his run and just what he can do with the football is going to be great for us. So, looking forward to a big one from him.
Did you buy him a new watch or a clock so he knows what time the meetings are?
Yeah, just tell him set to alarm.
Hey, Matty, what about Jamison, Michael Jamison and Brycey Gibbs? They'll be available this week?
I think so. They've got to get through training, I think, tomorrow. Yeah. So all going well, they'll play. So, I mean, there's two really good players for us, senior players back out there. So that's going to even help us even more.
Well, Cruz, thank you so much for your time.
Well
good
done,
luck
mate.
Against Port Adelaide. And more importantly, mate, good luck with your body. And hopefully she holds up and you can get a start to string some games together because you're a real talent. We'd love to see you back at the top of your game.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Matty Cruiser there from the Carlton Football Club. They'll be taking on Port Adelaide at the G 1:10 Saturday. And Triple M will be rocking footy.
Some kind of sneaky chance?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a rush hour on Classic Triple M. Thanks, Matty.
Thanks, Chris.
Well done, Matty.
On your voice. Thank you.
Good luck.
I think you're a sneaky chance, mate. Not. I really do. I don't. Jars on the other hand, no.
See you. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Matty.
Cheers. Good on you.